Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Tuesday, March 9th, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Our top stories today: correcting the correction, Coinbase listing, and corporate COVID response. Leading today's news: the NASDAQ is leading the charge on Wall Street this morning, with futures tied to the index ahead by 2.5%, followed by a 1.2% advance for the S&P 500 and a 0.6% gain for the Dow. It marks some renewed momentum for tech shares, which have been beaten down in recent weeks as investors rotated into value sectors like energy, financials, and industrials. In fact, the NASDAQ closed in correction territory on Monday, down 11% from an all-time high in February. Bigger picture, the NASDAQ is quite sensitive to yield changes at the moment, said Ulrich Urban, head of multi-asset strategy and research at Berenberg Bank. Overnight, the 10-year Treasury yield halted its recent rally, dropping 6 BPS to 1.53%. Even though we got somewhat of a respite from the rising rate reaction, we do think that's really important to keep an eye on, added Lisa Erickson, head of traditional investments at U.S. Bank Wealth Management. Certainly the trajectory for rates is up as the economy reopens, so a lot of it just depends on the speed and the pace of how quickly rates go up. Yesterday, U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen also echoed comments made by Jerome Powell on inflation. She dismissed fears that the $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief bill is so big that it will cause price problems, or that it is excessive given the economy's signs of a recovery. Yellen additionally called the impact on women and minorities from COVID-19 absolutely tragic, but said the U.S. would return to pre-pandemic levels of employment in 2022. Latest on the aid package? According to Democratic aides and lawmakers, the bill will return to the House from the Senate today. Changes were made to appease moderates and comply with parliamentary rules, i.e., dropping a proposed minimum wage increase, though the modifications were likely mild enough to have progressive Democrats climb aboard. The final House vote could potentially slip to Wednesday due to logistics, though if passed, some Americans might start receiving direct payments as soon as this week. In other news, shares of prominent crypto exchange Coinbase changed hands at a roughly $90 billion value last week, according to a fresh report from Bloomberg. It's an astounding valuation given that the company was appraised at $8 billion in October of 2018. The valuation is based on $350 a share, the price the stock was trading on the NASDAQ private market on Thursday. The auction was the last before Coinbase goes public in late March, though private trading is usually more restrictive and volumes are smaller, so it's not a perfect picture of a company's value. Backdrop: Coinbase started operations in 2012 and operates one of the largest digital currency exchanges. The bulk of its revenue comes from trading fees, though it also launched the Coinbase Index Fund in 2018, which is available only to accredited investors, defined as those with an annual income of $200,000 or a net worth of $1 million or more. Going public can help push cryptos like Bitcoin and Ethereum toward mainstream adoption and may give investors more optimism for digital finance. Bitcoin is up 8% this morning to $54,153. By the numbers, Coinbase boasts 43 million retail users and 7,000 institutional clients. There are also 115,000 partners based in over 100 countries worldwide. Last year, the crypto exchange swung from a prior loss to a profit of $322 million, while net revenue more than doubled to $1.14 billion. Bigger picture, the offering will be the first major direct listing where a company floats existing private shares to take place on the NASDAQ. All the previous ones happened on the New York Stock Exchange, like Spotify, Slack, Asana, and Palantir. Direct listings, along with SPACs, have grown in popularity over the past year as companies sideline the traditional IPO process via cheaper and less complicated ways to go public. Looking to speed up vaccinations of their employees, many corporations are getting clearance from public health officials to administer COVID-19 jabs. Among them, AbbVie, Abbott Laboratories, American Airlines, Caterpillar, Deere, ExxonMobil, Tyson Foods, and United Airlines. In many cases, the companies are giving priority to those over 65 years old or who work in operations manufacturing, while some of the events are closed, meaning only their staff are eligible and not the public. Other corporations are offering incentives to encourage their workers to get a shot. Dollar General and McDonald's are providing 4 hours of paid time to employees who receive the vaccine, while Trader Joe's and Aldi are giving 2 hours worth of pay. Target is also offering compensation for the time its workers may have to take off, as well as $15 each way for staff who use Lyft to get to their appointments. Thought bubble. Can your boss fire you if you refuse to get a COVID vaccine? Yes, but most companies are leaving that decision up to their employees. If it were to be mandated, only a few exceptions would be permitted under law, such as medical reasons, the workforce is unionized, or if taking it is against a sincerely held religious belief. Note, corporations are also weighing in on mask policies as states update their COVID restrictions. An example can be seen in Texas, where Governor Greg Abbott recently announced plans to open businesses to full capacity and repeal the state's mask mandate. While grocer Albertsons has dropped the requirements, others like Hyatt, Starbucks, CVS, and Target are keeping mask restrictions in place. With recent data from Gartner showing smartphone sales dropping for the last 2 years, big tech is looking around for the next big thing. Some are pointing to the wide world of mixed reality, which brings together real-world and digital elements. It also allows users to interact with and manipulate both physical and virtual items and environments using next-generation sensing and imaging technologies. Flashback. Back in 2007, Apple's Steve Jobs unveiled the iPhone. While it was not the first smartphone to hit the market, remember BlackBerries? It created a whole new way to interact with the devices via touchscreens, pinching to zoom in or out, as well as an app store. It eventually revolutionized the entire industry, replacing everything from digital cameras to GPS systems, and building entire app ecosystems. Notable Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo is now saying the tech giant will release a mixed reality headset in the middle of next year. It will be priced at around $1,000 and weigh as little as 100 to 200 grams if Apple can solve some technical problems. Augmented reality glasses would follow by 2025, while the TF International Securities analysts thinks a contact lens type wearable will arrive between 2030 and 2040. Go deeper. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg said on Monday that by 2030, people could use advanced smart glasses to teleport to locations like other people's homes or allow workers to basically teleport to work. The company plans to release a pair of smart glasses in partnership with Ray-Ban later this year, although they won't be full AR. Meanwhile, Microsoft's augmented reality headset, HoloLens, is still a niche device at a cost of $3,500, while Alphabet started reselling Google Glass last year for $999 through some of its hardware resellers. As of 6:20 a.m. today, U.S. futures, crude oil, gold, and Bitcoin are all set to open in the green. On today's economic calendar, Redbook chain store sales are out at 8:55 a.m. Eastern Time. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.